Many of Pittsburgh's architectural treasures have a well-documented and robust history, such as the PPG Building, Cathedral of Learning, and the city's bridges. But there's one common architectural feature that's shrouded in mystery. You probably even have some version in your house. 90.5 WESA Sarah Kovash follows one amateur photographer who's made it his mission to document this everyday object.
Ted Zellers climbs the stairs to a four-square-style home with a large bricked-in porch in Crafton Heights. He's here with a strange request.
Hi. Hi. I'm doing an art project about basement toilets. Do you have an old-fashioned basement toilet that I could photograph?
Zellers is an amateur photographer. He's going door-to-door and taking photos of those architectural oddities found in many Pittsburgh homes. Basement toilets. You know, Pittsburgh potties.
This is exactly the kind of thing. I was really worried when I started this that a lot of people would think I was a weirdo for wanting to do this.
Many locals don't think twice about the toilets in their basement, even though their placement can be a little bizarre.
So there's no rhyme or reason about where they're going to be in the basement.
That's Rick Seaback, the undisputed expert on all things Pittsburgh.
Sometimes right in the middle, sometimes in a corner, which seems to make more sense.
10 years ago, Seaback produced a special for local PBS station WQED called Underground Pittsburgh, which addressed the issue of Pittsburgh potties. They're often found without an accompanying sink, shower, or walls. Seaback says homeowners have found different solutions, like putting up a curtain.
At my house in the basement, somebody put like a cinder block. So it's still like open at the one end, but it's kind of in a stall.
But despite their presence in so many Pittsburgh homes, no one really knows how the trend started or what purpose they originally served. I reached out to multiple local historians, and they all declined to wager a guess. But there are some theories. Stephen Cummings is a local realtor with REMAX. He's been in hundreds, if not thousands, of basements, primarily in the city's East End.
People say that mill workers came home, they were super dirty, they didn't want to dirty the house, so they went in through the basement and showered in the basement and did their bathing in the basement, and then came upstairs where the house was clean.
But Cummings also speculates there could be another reason. He says Pittsburgh potties tend to show up in houses built between 1880 and 1910, a time when some wealthy Pittsburghers likely had servants living with them.
Some really large older houses I've seen all over the city, if they're large enough, they have signs of what was possibly even a kitchen in the basement as well as a bathroom. And yeah, I think that could show that they had servants living in the basement or using the basement as living quarters.
But whatever their original purpose, Zeller says they're a part of our culture as Pittsburghers.
Culture comes big and small, public and private. And the Pittsburgh toilet is certainly a small and private part of our culture. And it's one that has almost no documentation associated with it, despite the fact that there's an incredible amount of variety and personalization in these toilets that people have put in over the years.
And Zeller says that's a bit of uniquely Pittsburgh history and culture that's worth sharing. I'm Sarah Kovash, 90.5 WESA News.